Charles Spurgeon once said, "I do not think I can reveal the full value of Christian liberty by merely speaking of the evils which we are delivered from. Freedom consists not only in a negative, but in a positive. We are not only free from, but we are free to." Jesus died so that we could come into the glorious freedom of God. But when God gives us freedom, it's not only a freedom out of, it's a freedom into. He brings us freedom from darkness to bring us into His marvelous light. Freedom from sin that we might have His righteousness, and freedom from our wickedness that we might be holy as He is holy. The Christian walk is not just being set free from a problem, but being freed for a purpose. And this purpose is to fulfill the two great commandments. We are free to love God and to love others. The Bible tells us clearly God's purpose for freedom, not as a covering for evil, but to serve God, and not to indulge our sinful nature, but to serve one another in love. This is the freedom with which Christ has set us free.